More people filing for unemployment.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's the Morning Open. Hello, I'm Steve Chiatakis. More problems for Toyota and the fight to the core for a couple of tech companies. All that ahead. But first, where's Wall Street? We're down right now. The S&P down about 1.5%. The NASDAQ off more than 1%. The Dow off 119 points at 10,151. European shares are off right now as well, anywhere from 0.5% to 1%. And in Asia, stocks closed lower as well. Labor Department reports this morning new jobless claims rose unexpectedly by about 8,000. And Diane Swonk is chief economist at Mesirow Financial. She's with us live from Chicago. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
I can't help but think that the labor market is still pretty much stalled. I mean, do you have a sense of what's going on here? Give us a little perspective with all these reports coming out this week, and we still have these jobless claims up.
Well, the bottom line is the economy is growing, but not enough. When you say the grass is greener on the other side, we're sort of looking at an economy where the grass is just a little less yellow. It's less bad, but it's still not good. And I think that's what the labor market situation is today. It's less bad, but still not good.
And tomorrow we get this big employment report, right? Do we see the job meter going positive? I mean, am I stretching there?
I think it's still a bit of a stretch. We're still seeing firing outpace hiring in the U.S. economy, although at a slower pace. You know, we lost 750,000 jobs a year ago in January, and this year we'll probably lose somewhere around 50,000 jobs in the month of January. That's better, but not good enough. And again, particularly not good enough to bring down the unemployment rate when you've got so many, the ranks of discouraged workers really growing. And even as hiring picks up, they'll be throwing in their hat looking for a job, which means we've got quite a long period of the unemployment rate still creeping up, even once we do see things tip back into the black for employment.
Did you see productivity grew faster than expected in the fourth quarter? We know the jobs are still scarce, Diane. What does that tell us quickly?
Well, basically, everyone's working harder for less money, and that's what's keeping margins intact. It's what companies do when top-line growth isn't growing very quickly, and they want to keep profits up.
Diane Swonk from Chicago. Diane, thanks.
Thank you.
Toyota says a design flaw was to blame for complaints about the braking system in its new Prius. A Toyota executive told reporters today the problem has been fixed, but it's just the latest in a string of woes for the company. Another massive safety recall with its gas pedals, and that could cost up to $2 billion. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us live from our bureau in New York. Morning, Amy.
Morning, Steve.
What's Toyota saying about this latest problem with the Prius?
Well, the company held a press conference in Tokyo today and acknowledged that it had discovered an issue with the anti-lock brake system in its 2010 Prius. The flaw apparently could cause the brakes to become temporarily unresponsive. Toyota says it's fixed the problems in models sold since late January, and it's figuring out what to do about people who bought cars before then. And it's just come out that U.S. safety regulators have opened a formal investigation.
And we have this price tag now, Amy, for the separate gas pedal recall announced last month. Toyota is saying it's going to cost a couple billion dollars, right? I mean, how is Toyota going to turn this around?
Well, believe it or not, the company still expects to make a profit this year, but the brand has taken a big hit. I talked to analyst Aaron Bragman at IHS Global Insight. He says in addition to fixing these safety problems, they're going to have to make a big marketing push.
The core loyal buyer at Toyota is the baby boomer generation, and while they've been trying to branch out into younger generations from there, that's really their base, and I think really they need to get back to their base, they need to play to their base, or they really risk losing quite a number of buyers.
But it may be a while before we stop talking about this, before Toyota's out of the headlines. Congressional hearings start next week, and Bragman suspects more issues are going to come out in that process.
Marketplace's Amy Scott joining us from New York. Amy, thanks.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
Apple's new tablet, the iPad, has touched off a battle of the tech titans. Like the iPhone, the iPad won't run Adobe Flash, popular software used in web design. Apple CEO Steve Jobs says Flash isn't up to Apple's standards and causes computers to crash. But Adobe just hit back. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith takes us ringside.
In one corner, there's Apple. Its iPhone created an industry standard, and the iPad may be next. In the other corner, there's Adobe. Its Flash player created a standard of its own for online video.
I think they're trying to figure out who will blink first in this war.
Carl Howe is a tech analyst for the Yankee Group. He says Apple is putting its weight behind rival technology HTML5, and that's a big blow to Adobe.
The fact that Apple's rejecting it, it's got to be a slap in their face.
But Apple may have a glass jaw, says Wedbush security analyst Michael Pachter. He says online games, ads, and video sites like Hulu all rely on Adobe Flash, and customers aren't going to be happy if they can't play online video games on their shiny new iPad.
I think Adobe feels that the software as is essential, and if Apple wants it, they'll modify the device to be able to use the software.
Adobe just announced its latest Flash player will be on all of the top smartphones. Well, almost all of them. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
And finally, we all remember the popular Australian anthem Down Under, released by the group Men at Work. An Australian judge has ruled that song sounds a lot like a popular campfire favorite written by a teacher 75 years ago. Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree. Judge ruled Men at Work owes the owners of the song years of royalties because of the similarity. Do you hear it? Or is the Kookaburra not even close? What do you think? Share your thoughts with us. Get the podcast, too, at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.